The Amazing Invisible Tiger. Sophie and Ashley have a new friend. His name is Baba, the monkey. Sometimes he can be very naughty, but he's really a very nice monkey. Today, he meets two new friends.
Sophie walks with Baba down the street towards Josh's house. Well, Sophie's walking, but Baba does not walk. He likes to run and jump and do cartwheels down the pavement.
Sophie knocks on Josh's front door. No answer. I wonder if Josh is in the garden behind his house, says Sophie. Baba is still doing cartwheels on the pavement.
Come on, Baba, says Sophie. She and Baba walk around to the garden behind Josh's house. No, Josh. But Sophie hears Josh's voice. She looks up. His bedroom window is open.
Josh, shouts Sophie. Josh, for one say. Baba stops running and jumping and doing cartwheels. He stands still and looks up at the windows. The voice from Josh's bedroom stops.
Josh pops his head out of his bedroom window. Hi, Sophie, says Josh. Who is your new friend?
This is Baba, answers Sophie.
Do you want to come out and play?
I can't, say Josh. I have a problem in my bedroom.
What is it? Asks Sophie.
She and Baba will look up at Josh. I have an invisible tiger in my room.
What? Said Sophie and Baba at the same time.
It's true, says Josh.
Come on up. The back door is open, so Sophie and Baba go through the back door of Josh's house. They go upstairs to his bedroom.
Sophie knocks on Josh's bedroom door. He opens the door and says, "Quick, come in fast." Sophie and Baba go in Josh's bedroom, and he closes the door quickly.
Sophie says, "Josh, this is Baba. Baba, this is Josh." Then she asks, "Why do I have to come in quickly? I don't want the tiger to escape," answers Josh.
Sophie and Baba look at its odors. Then they start to laugh.
"Just say, Sophie, are you sure you're okay?
There isn't a tiger in here." Suddenly, they hear a roar.
"I am Lexa, the tiger," says a voice. Sophie and Baba are scared. They jump back. Their mouths and their eyes are wide open. "See," said George, "there is a tiger in my bedroom."
"Not just any tiger," says Lexa. "I am a special tiger." "Why aren't you special?" asks Baba. "And how do we know you are a tiger?" says Sophie. "We can't even see you."
"Don't make her angry," says Josh. "She is already in a bad mood." Lexa wrote again. Josh and Sophie and Baba all take a step backwards. They are scared.
"So you want to see me?" asked Lexa. "What's this?" And suddenly, there she is, standing in Josh's bedroom, a very pretty tiger with beautiful stripes.
Sophie and Baba and Josh eyesight. "Whoa! Lexa is pretty, but she is not happy. Why are you in a bad mood?" asks Sophie. "Because my pack hurts," answered Lexa.
"Let me see," says Sophie. Lexa puts out her paw and Sophie holds it. Sophie looks very serious closely at Lexa's paw. "I think I see the problem," she says. Says Sophie at a thorn.
"A thorn?" asks Lexa. "I can help you," says Sophie. She has small fingers, so she can easily patch out the thorn. "Is that better now?" asks Sophie. "Yes," answers Lexa. "Thank you so much."
Now, there is a new friend on the street. Sophie and Josh are so excited. They want to show their new friend Lexa to their other friend Tom. They hope Lexa does not become invisible again.